Swanson says the IEA would support a tax swap bill, filed both in the House and Senate as Bill No. 750, but the governor's proposed new tax on gross business receipts would produce badly needed funding quicker.
The current system is absolutely broken. It has created too many situations in both higher ed and in pre-K-12 where our public school system does not have the resources it needs to do the right thing for our students.
What about the specific Senate bills, which Senator Jones, as you mentioned, says he's not going to pass?
Well, I think we have to wait and see. You've been around long enough to see what happens in legislative sessions, and we've got a long way to go till the end of May when the legislative session is scheduled to end. I am optimistic that something will be done. It may end up looking a little different than any of the current proposals, be it the governor's and the Senate president's, be it, I think you're referring to House Bill 750, which is an alternative plan, which also meets many of our criteria. At the end of the day, what is critically important is that something sustainable and systemic is done. And I believe that will happen because the debate now is not about do we have a crisis in Illinois. The debate is entirely about how do we fix it.
The senator and the governor have both said, don't support House Bill 750, support our plan. Is it contradictory to support both of them?
I think at this point what is important is for every citizen of this state to support the idea that we have to have a plan that is sustainable, it is reliable, and it is something that leaves Illinois business competitive for the long run, because the school funding reform and taxation reform all has to be about positioning this state to be competitive in the global economy of the 21st century with highly educated citizens who can fit into that economy.
Would that require an increase in either sales or income taxes, which the governor has said he will not support?
It's going to require a significant increase in the revenue stream. It is up to the governor, the leaders, and the legislators to figure out what they can pass that will do that. That is the challenge before them. The governor and the Senate president have put forward a plan that they believe they can pass, that we believe meets the criteria that we've laid out. And so that's why we are supportive of that plan. But I want to reemphasize, at the end of the day, when we get to the end of May, what the citizens of this state need to do is demand that this be done this year. No more waiting. No more putting off these difficult decisions. Let's get it done this year.
What about Senate or House Bill 750? You mentioned that there are some portions of that bill that you agree with. Isn't it a totally acceptable bill in your mind? And are there problems?
Well, it certainly addresses the idea of systemic long-term funding reform. The governor and the Senate president's plan does provide more funding sooner, so in that sense, it's a net gain over 750. 750 has a lot of the same goals that the governor and the Senate president's plan have. If, in fact, the governor has made it clear, as he has, that at this point, he is going to veto any kind of sales tax expansion or income tax increase, then you're looking at a plan that would have to have a two-thirds vote in both houses of the legislature, whereas if the governor and Senate president's plan can be passed with simple majorities in both houses, he'll sign that bill.
Illinois Education Association President Ken Swanson says even if the governor's plan prevails, lawmakers still need to address funding inequities in future years. His group is organizing rallies in Springfield, April 25th for higher education and May 2nd for preschool, elementary, and secondary schools. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.